This is Ted Kennedy. Aid to the former Soviet Union may not win any popularity contest, but it's as important today as the Marshall Plan once was. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Richard Nixon performed his most important service to the country since he resigned after Watergate. He delivered an unmistakable wake-up call to President Bush and Congress about the need for the United States and other countries to lend a hand to the former Soviet republics struggling to keep hope and democracy alive. They need immediate humanitarian assistance, especially food and medicine. They need major financial and technical aid to create a stable, free enterprise economy. We can't do it on the cheap, Al, but it's still cheaper than the huge defense costs we'll start paying if the Cold War resumes. It's like the Marshall Plan, Al, only this time the United States won't have to bear the whole burden. Our allies will help if America leads. Ignore Pat Buchanan, Al. Nixon's the one.
Ted, you don't need to alert me or President Bush. We already know. There's one sermon that ought to be preached to isolationist Democrats in Congress who would rather save their own political hides than seal the lid once and for all on the Cold War coffin. Once again, Ted, you're a day late and a dollar short. The president has an aid package full of food and medicine and technical assistance, but he also now has negotiators in each of the republics to set up formal trade agreements. Ted, in the long run, it's not about aid, it's about trade. But all you ever want to do is play out the same old tired lyrics, throw money at every problem. The Marshall Plan only worked in capitalist countries. If we restrict the various things they produce, their climb from a demand economy to a successful market economy will only be a dream at best. Ted, when you aim at nothing, you always hit it. That's why Congress should support George Bush on this one. He's right on target. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.